Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This evening, members of the United States Secret Service and the Metropolitan Police Department were here at the Washington Hotel for a site detail for the Correspondents' Dinner. As the mayor mentioned, at approximately 8:36 tonight, an individual charged a U.S. Secret Service checkpoint here in the lobby area of the hotel. He was armed with a shotgun, a handgun, and multiple knives. As he ran through that checkpoint, members of law enforcement from the United States Secret Service intercepted that individual.
So this is the briefing that we got after the president spoke on Saturday. So about two and a half hours after the incident at the hotel. This is Jeff Carroll, the interim director of D.C. Metro Police, giving you kind of the rundown of how all of this happened.
This is a very preliminary investigation.
And by the way, the crackling you're hearing was in the original broadcast, at least the version of it that I was listening to. So if you're wondering, like, what's wrong with my radio? No, the radio is doing a good job of reproducing the terrible sound quality of the press conference.
This is a very preliminary investigation at this point. We do know that law enforcement exchanged gunfire with the individual. We do know that a U.S. Secret Service uniform division officer was struck in his vest. He was transported to a local hospital for treatment. He seems to be in good spirits at this time. The suspect in this case, he was not struck by gunfire. However, he was transported to a local hospital to be evaluated.
My brain kind of grasps onto the thing that might not seem like the most important thing in the whole wide world. To me, the fact that they were whisked off stage, nobody was harmed, you know, even the cop that got shot was shot in the vest and he'll be a fine. You know, the fact that nobody was hurt, certainly inside, he never breached the real perimeter. I mean, it was the softest layer of perimeter, right? When you can just run through the magnetometer, it's not a firm layer of defense, but it's a layer. It's the outside layer, you know? And so I never viewed this particularly as a major incident of, I mean, it's an attack on the president. There's no doubt about that. But because nobody got shot other than, again, shot at this cop who had a vest on, my brain goes more to the, well, you know, what other things are interesting here? How does this guy not get shot by the Secret Service? He gets tackled. How? That's the video I want to see. I don't know how that's even possible. The level of, you know, they're all shooting at him and they miss. He's too fast. I mean, I don't know. Like, and then there are people close by who tackle. It's just, it's a weird set of circumstances. So, but okay. And he does appear to be a lone gunman, you know, and now the gun in red is so-called manifesto or whatever. And, you know, Sean Curran, the director of the Secret Service.
Tonight, we saw exactly what our brave men and women do each and every day to protect our protectees. It's not easy. And I will tell you that they performed admirably.
Okay. I'm gonna be a little cautious in saying anything because they're going to have Bob Johnson on at, you know, 8:20 and he or 8:10. And he used to do protective detail for Reagan when he was in the Air Force. So I'll let him be the one to say a lot, you know, however he wants to say. But I know what he said before about the Butler incident. And I know what he said before about other Secret Service incidents. And based on that track record of comments, I would expect that
it's not easy, and I will tell you that they performed admirably.
I would expect that he's going to say maybe that, you know, leaning up against the magnetometer and not being prepared to draw your weapon in case something happens because, hey, the big rush is past and everybody's into the ballroom and no big deal anymore, and then having a guy run right past you that you can't then get off a shot accurately enough to shoot him as he's running with a shotgun is not the best accomplishment that a law enforcement agent has ever managed to pull off.
We got to see what they do. And that individual, when he charged a checkpoint, was apprehended. It shows that our multi-layered protection works.
Now, that's true. I agree. It did work. He's being charged with using a gun in connection with a violent crime, an assault on a police officer, all appropriate. The question, are there any changes expected? You know what? Why would, I mean, it worked. Well, he got through. Yeah, they're going to talk about, you know, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean. You know, if you got, but I also, oddly, I understand people and, you know, the big rush, the big challenge of getting people in was already over. And so they're not really expecting anything else to happen. But what's your job as Secret Service? You always got to expect the unexpected, you know, but also they're humans, but also anyway. So the president, of course, talked about this and, you know, he talked extensively about it on 60 Minutes last night. I'll get to that probably next hour. But, you know, at the moment, what did he want to do? Well, one thing is he said, we're going to reschedule for sure.
I think it's very important that I say, though, and I told the representatives of the evening, they did such a beautiful job with such a beautiful evening. And again, they're talking about free speech in our Constitution. That's what it's all about. Not just White House correspondence. It was really based on free speech in our Constitution. But I said very importantly that we'll do it again within the next 30 days and we'll make it bigger and better and even nicer.
And, you know, wanting to get it done, especially in that short time frame, is, I mean, may or may not happen. But I agree. You don't want to let the terrorist or the assassin or the anything else, you know, let them dictate. Personal example, whether it resonates with you or not, when 9/11 happened, I taught class that night. Now, I was in the minority in doing that, but, and I, you know, in retrospect, was that the right thing to do? Did they learn anything that night about philosophy? And we're, you know, I don't know. But my thought at the time was they don't get to win. You know, they don't get to dictate how we live our life in America. So we're going to go on as normal. And, you know, of course, a lot of things changed after that. But I understand that impulse. That impulse is we're going to show them by doing the normal thing that they're trying to disrupt.
Going to reschedule. We're going to do it again. We're not going to let anybody take over our society. We're not going to cancel things out. Because we can't do that. We wanted to stay tonight. I will tell you, I fought like hell to stay. But they, it was protocol. They said, please, sir, because they didn't know.
By the way, the reason that they couldn't do it is because the perimeter had been opened when people left, and it wasn't really possible or prepared for that. You know, the perimeter was no longer secure in the way that it had been before. And getting everybody back in to do the event, would they even want to? Would it have? I mean, there were reasons, okay? We'll come back to this in just a second. Oh, somebody texted. I'll get to this in a second. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives. John?
Brought to you by ECUA. It's making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. No accidents to report to you or delays. Everything is looking good so far this morning. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody said 437-1620. Joking aside, the perpetrator is more valuable to investigators alive. Oh, yeah, but they were shooting at him. I mean, once you make the decision to shoot at him, which is the right choice under the circumstances, the fact that they did not hit him is the part that I'm like, the what? You know? Does Secret Service not have pride in their job? This is not the first time Secret Service has not been able to shoot the bad guy. I mean, several incidents where they can't manage to, you know, find the red dot site and put it on the target. And listen, I you know me, I'm very deferential to law enforcement. I'm saying this because other people who have had this experience have said, you know, this is not good. We need more range time, obviously, or something in the culture. So, you know, have they really fixed all of those things? And the president was very magnanimous. He was, you know, obviously talking very positively about them the entire time. But then he was asked things like, you know, well, what did you think at the time?
Can you describe what was going through your mind, how you were feeling in that moment?
That's a very good question, actually. It was, it's always shocking when something like this happens. Happened to me a little bit, and that never changes. The fact, we were sitting right next to each other, First Lady on my right, and I heard a noise and sort of thought it was a tray. I thought it was a tray going down. You know, I've heard that many times, and it was pretty loud noise. And it was from quite far away. He hadn't breached the area at all. They really got him. But so it was quite far away, but it was a gun.
Yeah, and by the way, the feed for the, you know, the video of the incident where you can see Oz Perlman, the mentalist, doing the trick for Caroline Levitt where he's going to predict her baby's name that nobody knows with her and Melania's there and President Trump. I mean, it's very muffled and distant. And it does kind of sound like that could be a tray dropping. President Trump's been around restaurants a lot. It could be thumping on of some mechanical device. It's very easy to interpret that as gunfire after you know that it's gunfire. He's right. It's a kind of a muffled, distant, confusing sound. But in any case.
You very much, and you wanted to, too. You very much wanted to continue it because I don't like to let these sick people, these thugs, these horrible, horrible people change the fabric of our life, change the course of what we do. So we held out. You were there. We held out right till the end. But they didn't want to take a chance. And I understand there was protocol. But we're going to be doing one hopefully within the next 30 days or sooner. And I am ready, willing, and able. And I was all set to really rip it. And I said to my people, this would be the most inappropriate speech ever made if I said, so I'll have to save it. I don't know if I could ever be as rough as I was going to be tonight. I think I'm going to be probably very nice. I'll be very boring the next time, but we're going to have a great event.
I want to hear that speech now. Because, you know, this is one of my favorite events of the year because it's usually very funny. And it's like Weekend Update if the best writers were doing it and it was all politics the whole time and it was not SNL. Both the headline comedian typically and also the president when he has in the past been in attendance. It's usually, I mean, I usually spend Monday after the White House Correspondents Association dinner playing the clips and laughing my butt off because it's so funny, usually, but obviously not in this particular case. So then this question, this was kind of an interesting question.
I ask respectfully, why do you think this keeps happening to you?
Well, you know, I've studied assassinations, and I must tell you, the most impactful people, the people that do the most, you take a look at the people, Abraham Lincoln, I mean, you go through the people that have gone through this where they got them. But the people that do the most, the people that make the biggest impact, they're the ones that they go after. They don't go after the ones that don't do much because they like it that way.
Yeah, why bother killing a nobody? Although I think, you know, there are a lot of nowhere near as significant as presidents that do get assassinated. I mean, you had this, the Minnesota, I believe, the legislator got killed. Gabby Giffords got shot outside of a Schnucks, if I remember correctly, down in Tucson, you know, years ago. I mean, and it's not just Republicans, by the way. Think like Nancy Pelosi's husband, obviously Republicans too, Steve Scalise, you know, the president, many others have been attacked and or killed. So it's, you know, he's right. It's common, but it is, typically it's sort of a commentary on, well, they're doing something that you don't like, but at least they're doing something, right?
And when you look at the people that have either, whether it was an attempt or a successful attempt, they're very impactful people. Just take a look at the names there, the big names. And I hate to say I'm honored by that, but I've done a lot. We've done a lot.
I love this comment. I mean, it's kind of a compliment, right? They're trying to kill me. I mean, that's what he's not saying it, but he is saying it. And now the people who hate Trump, what they'll say is, well, Trump brings it on himself, or Trump is a mean, vicious, horrible person, and he's doing all these awful things. And okay. I talked more extensively about this in the 5 o'clock hour. I'll probably talk about it again next hour, but would you stop victim blaming just a little? Because by the way, what you have been saying for years and years and years is that the tone of conversations around gay people or Muslims or women or blacks or, you know, disabled persons has led to a culture that fosters demeaning them or thinking of them as being susceptible to lesser treatment or to outright violence. Well, you know, look in the mirror. You know, who's responsible for all this? And I know, again, because I can hear a lot of voices in my head, not in the, like, needs treatment way, but in the just, you know, understand how people think way. And they'll say, well, you know, President Trump has contributed to this too. Oh yeah, sure. Of course. The coarsening, the, you know, the vicious attacks, the mean spirited, you know, you've heard me criticize that a lot too, but no president in history has ever been attacked like this in my lifetime from not just political enemies, but the media, what gets tolerated, what gets said about him, the kind of treatment. It's just amazing. I mean, you know, not just trying to kill him, but trying to impeach him. And as he mentioned in one of his comments, you know, the attacks on the Republic. And it is. These are repeated attacks on the Republic. And again, only because I know how their voices go. Well, he was attacking the Republic first. Okay. So, you know, he says this is, you know, there were resources even at the table that you don't know about. There was shields, apparently, ballistic shields and things underneath his table. It's been disclosed publicly. But other layers of defense inside, this was not even remotely close to ever actually causing him damage. Or anybody in the senior administration. That's clearly what this guy wanted. And, you know, as for the manifesto and as for the 60 Minutes interview, well, we'll get to that next hour, 7:10. 6:24 on News Radio 92.3. I would say this pass at the material was a little bit more just kind of, you know, fact-oriented. In the first hour, it was a lot more the, you know, the significance of it, probably. And so if you want to hear my take on that, go back and listen to the podcast, which John always does such a great job of putting these podcasts up at newsradio923.com. You can also get them via the app, News Radio Pensacola. It's a great, great app. All right, 6:24 here on News Radio 92.3. If you have a company, you have employees, you have to deal with benefits, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR, payroll, you know, all the stuff that nobody wants to do. Well, there are actually there's a very small number of people who like doing that stuff, Torgerson Consulting. They like it. They're good at it. How do I know? Because we've been using them for 5 years. They came along proposing to be good, and we took them on, and they turned out to be good. Now, they're not miracle workers. The marketplace is what it is. They cannot make it be what it's not, which is have the plans you used to be able to buy before a certain president, Obama, was in office. so, all that's gone, you know, for a long time. And now we're all paying way too much for our health insurance. But of the plans that are available, they find the best ones, make them, you know, available to us. And then we pick. And we have choices. That's the key. We have choices, and they have fantastic customer service. Great answering of questions. They always get back to us, and we love them. 433-9996 if you want to find out whether there's a better way to do benefits. Torgerson Consulting, tcbenefitsgroup.com. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. I'm not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I move mountains for a living. Literally. That means I don't carry hand lotion, and when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaids. Rolaids dual active formula has calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. Yeah, you heard right. Two actives for that powerful relief. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket, so I can get back to moving mountains.
Rolaid spells powerful relief. Read each label. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
Say yes to your life. And when it comes to drugs and alcohol, just say no.
Oh, I hadn't even been thinking about how playing a Nancy Reagan drop and, you know, 45 years since Reagan was shot outside the same hotel. Interesting. I wasn't even making that connection. 6:28 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Iran says they've got a new proposal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Apparently, that their plan would reopen the strait and lift the U.S. blockade. And then they say they'll discuss their nuclear ambitions. President Trump is expected to hold a meeting to discuss the next steps with Iran later today. King Charles and Queen Camilla will not be meeting with Jeffrey Epstein victims during their visit to the U.S. this week. Some people apparently have been calling for that meeting, but Buckingham Palace acknowledged the concern but said that they won't be doing that. And the Supreme Court hears two cases today, one about the constitutionality of warrants for a phone's geolocation data, the other to focus on the need to warn customers about potentially dangerous chemicals in pesticides.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 629 on News Radio 92.3. The city council meeting on Thursday, the typical parade of socialists, and I say that because they self-identify as people for liberation and socialism. I'm not adding anything to their self-description I don't think they would add. The parade of socialists protesting against the flock cameras continues. But what did I tell? Tell is not quite a fair way to say it. You don't tell the chief of police something. I suggested to Eric Winstrom, our new chief of police, that, you know, maybe he and the mayor talk about doing a kind of a, I don't know, a special meeting where he would talk about flock and then answer questions and people could come and participate and ask their questions and get them answered. And they may still be intending to do something like that. But he showed up at the meeting on Thursday and he was one day in, you know, he'd been certified as a cop in Florida the day before. And he showed up at that meeting and did present and did answer questions, largely from which city council member would you think would be the most? Charles Bear. Yeah, the Charles Bear, the card bared box ordinance author. anyway, I'll have some of that for you coming up next. It was really interesting.
See, the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting suspect is set to be arraigned today in federal charges.
Now, here's what we know about the suspect, identified as 31-year-old Cole Allen of California. On Saturday night, he ran past a Secret Service checkpoint in the hotel lobby and was taken down unharmed. Investigators say he was armed with a shotgun, a handgun, and a number of knives, and that he was a guest at the Washington Hilton, which has played host to this dinner and several other high-level D.C. events for decades.
And that's Fox's Todd Pyro. The shooting isn't stopping a state visit from King Charles and Queen Camilla.
The four-day visit starts Monday when they have tea with the president and First Lady Melania Trump. President Trump told Fox's Sunday briefing,
"We look forward to it. He's really a fantastic person and a tremendous representative."
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, 66 degrees right now. We've got clear skies today, and of course, we'll get a look at our forecast. That's coming up in just a few minutes with meteorologist Brooke Richardson. Well, two people have died, four others seriously injured after a crash in Milton on Friday. FHP says a truck that was carrying six people crashed into an SUV. This happened at American Farms Road and Cornfield Way about 11:30 on Friday night. The pickup truck rolled and hit some trees after the impact. Two people were ejected. They died at the scene, both victims only 19 years old. The pickup's 20-year-old driver and three other passengers were seriously to critically injured, and the 57-year-old driver of the SUV suffered minor injuries in the crash. Florida Highway Patrol's Traffic Homicide Unit is investigating that crash. A Pensacola man facing charges under Florida's super speeder law after being clocked at over 130 miles an hour in Crestview. That happened on Saturday. And officials say 20-year-old Jim Mitchell was stopped on State Road 85. He's charged with excessive speed. A passenger in the vehicle, 25-year-old Akeem Malik Finley of Baker, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and also placed on an ICE immigration hold. Two shootings are being investigated. Pensacola police investigating a shooting after a woman was found with a gunshot wound to her back. An Escambia sheriff's deputy was flagged down on the interstate by a car carrying the wounded woman. She was taken to West Florida Hospital. There's no update on her current condition. A SWAT team responded to a home on North 17th Avenue in relation to that incident, and a search warrant was executed. Also, one man dead and two others wounded in a shooting incident at the 850 Event Center on Delano Street. That happened on Friday, and deputies say they found a man in the parking lot there with multiple gunshot wounds. He died at the scene. Witnesses do say there was a physical altercation before the shooting. A woman was also struck by a bullet. She was treated and released at a hospital, and a third victim is being treated for a gunshot wound to the chest. That victim was dropped off at the hospital by a vehicle that was also seen fleeing the scene of the shooting. So far, no suspects have been identified, and the investigation into both of those incidents remains ongoing. Escambia County School District students will have some new rules next school year. The school board approving some changes to elementary and secondary code of conduct. Among the changes, students that park on campus would be subject to random drug screening. AI-equipped or camera eyewear, such as, I guess, those Meta glasses, would be banned, and blankets, robes, and pillows wouldn't be allowed at school. Elementary changes include requiring parents to provide bike locks and a warning that trespassing on campus could lead to criminal prosecution referral. A public hearing for those changes is scheduled for June 16th. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and right now we've got 66 degrees with clear skies. Let's check in with John Pickens, who's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on Mobile Highway and around North Kirk Street, we've got a vehicle accident with roadblock. That's causing some issues there. Also, 9th Avenue and Langley, it's off to the side of the road, but it's still slowing traffic down. Other than that, we are good. I-10, I-110, 90, 98. I'm not seeing anything else to delay you. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will be seeing a beautiful day today with a small 20% chance of some rain. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 81 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Heading into Tuesday, 20% chance of rain, high near 83. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 71. Keeping partly cloudy skies around on Wednesday with a 20% chance of rain and a high near 84. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
66 degrees. We've got clear skies right now. Your next news at 7. And breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At Penair Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're already listening.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
So you might as well stay smart all day.
It's the Pensacola Morning News.
From Pensacola Morning News in the morning to Pep Talk with Megan mid-morning, NVR late morning to afternoon, shoot you at from 2 to 4, and Pensacola right now of Chris and Austin through your drive home. News that moves with you all day long.
All day long.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Like the sands through Carpenter's Creek, so are the days of our Pensacola. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
These flock cameras continue to violate our rights and invade our privacy.
In an article posted by TC Palm, these cameras have been used to track No Kings protesters. This is something we have been speaking out about this entire time, but having an article like this posted further validates the alarm bells that us and people across the country have been ringing. So now not only are our Fourth Amendment rights being violated, but now we're being tracked for doing our First Amendment right to protest.
I will say this, you know, the Parade of Socialists, they're consistent in being, you know, examples of poor reasoning. I mean, seriously, like, I'll do a pro bono class. I'll teach you a crash course in logic and reasoning and explain to you why you very smart people, they're very smart, are making very poor arguments. Flock cameras have been misused by, you know, a couple of law enforcement agencies, and therefore they are being used against us at protests here in Pensacola. No, poor reasoning. But anyway, you know, give her the rest of her say.
We've seen it. We've said it many times that these cameras have also been misused by law enforcement to stalk their ex-girlfriends. All of the data that is being collected on us as we go home tonight from this meeting that the people did not consent to is on you, Mayor Reeves. But this doesn't have to be your legacy of taking consent away from the people. We are continuing to demand an end to this contract. All of the cameras in this city should be turned off and removed from our communities. You can take this away.
Thank you, Ms. Hatley. Our next speaker.
Anything about representative democracy is everybody's got roles and everybody's got responsibilities and powers, and the mayor hasn't done anything inappropriate here. The fact that you don't like the outcome doesn't mean you were deprived of your right. I actually agree with them that it probably would have been better if it had come before the council as a voting item. I would have been interested to have that conversation. But yeah, all of these, they keep giving examples, and as Chief Winstrom told us last week, it's the same script that he's seen in two prior police departments that he worked at, you know, both in Michigan and in Chicago. And, you know, he's seen these arguments before. There's basically the one script that people use all across the country for this stuff. And it doesn't make the arguments false. It just sort of fits the narrative that these folks are, I don't want to say taking their marching orders, because I don't know that that's true, but they are all drawing from a common source. And by the way, the TC Palm series of articles are very interesting on this. In Florida, how these things have been used, you know, by ICE, not anymore. Talks about the, you know, abuses, and there have been some, that's true. And to track protesters at No Kings, that's also been true. How common does it happen here? Well, anyway, it got interesting at the meeting, and I have played lots of clips. John, can you confirm that over the course of months, we have played lots of the socialists talking?
Yes.
And raise their concerns. So, DC Reeves?
Just because we have Chief Winstrom here, and okay. You know, we've been here about it for 3 months.
Lucky day.
There's a lot of absolutes being spoken. Certainly would make him available to give an explanation of what's happening here in Pensacola, not anecdotes from other places or from other articles.
All right, so Chief Eric Winstrom talks to the city council.
Yes, this will be this is the third jurisdiction now that I've worked in with that's been equipped with flock cameras, and although I've heard the scripts that I've heard in the two other jurisdictions of concerns, I didn't come here and say I'm just going to rest on my laurels. So one of the first things I did, I met with my team, see how we were doing, what direction we were going. I know that the cameras had been, the installation had been started, and so I asked flock representatives to come meet with us, and they also offered to come speak to you if that would be helpful at all.
So I have seen this, dealt with this in Chicago. I've seen this, dealt with this in Grand Rapids. I have now in my third place seen this, dealt with this. And also, my first thought was, let's not assume anything. Let's meet with staff. Let's meet with flock. Let's see what's going on and make sure that I'm fully informed.
They assured me of several things that some things that I knew were obviously incorrect. That is, there's never been a hack in the flock system. They are not. It is not possible to break into them.
That's one of the things that keeps getting alleged, that they have all this data breach problem going on. By the way, it's important to note he said two things there. Not only that flock said this, but that he knew this already about flock, that they had not had that kind of alleged breach.
Data is completely controlled by us. I can determine who has access to the cameras in the city of Pensacola completely, 100%.
He's entirely in control of the data in the city of Pensacola as the chief of police.
I know this body raised concerns about some wording in the terms of service. I brought up to them, and they actually published a updated explanation of the terms of service, indicating the legalese sort of which says that those words that were used is just indication that they use the data collected so that they can provide us the information.
The question of who owns the data and what can it be used for, and as he said, a lot of that, the concern really had to do more with their, you know, internal monitoring and diagnostic stuff, not so much the way they were handling the particular license plate connected to what car kind of stuff.
Is obviously precedence for other public-private partnerships, which collect exponentially more information if you're looking at it from a surveillance point of view. I'll just throw one out there. LexisNexis is something that law enforcement across the country uses. Exponentially more information.
And, you know, the amount of data that's available about you because of your phone. I mean, good Lord, you trust Google? But yet, and social media, and there's so much information about you. You know, your phone knows where you're going all the time. How do you think we have traffic maps? Well, how do you think we know where it's congested or not? It's not because we have a helicopter, though my boss would love to get one.
No, that would be so cool.
Well, don't egg him on. But
I didn't know he wanted one.
Oh, a long time ago. Yeah, oh, okay. It's just expensive. It's super expensive to operate a traffic helicopter. Dave Hoxing would love to get a traffic helicopter. Even to this day, I think that would be a dream for him.
Oh, and I'd be on board.
Anyway, how do we have traffic maps? Because your phones. You mean they're tracking me on my phone? Were you born yesterday? Yes.
Well, and I was reading the article yesterday on the plane that about the information that your car gathers.
Right? Yeah.
And they've been selling it to your insurance company.
Sure.
Was just like, wow.
That's one of the reasons I don't do a lot of those, like, the high-tech new stuff for the car. And I don't even think it's called OnStar anymore, but all of that stuff. Yeah, I mean, not interested. No, thank you.
I know there have been concerns about ICE, and there have been uses of immigration enforcement. We don't use our cameras for immigration enforcement. Flock has been very, they've sort of heard that concern over the past 9 months or so, and they've actually reduced their level of involvement in that whatsoever. And just from a law enforcement point of view, the utility of using automated license plate reader for immigration enforcement is only there if it's a high-level offender, which would be out of the administrative realm and be in the criminal realm. So it's really, even if you talk to somebody in immigration, customs enforcement, there's no use for it there.
It's for serious offenders, even though it might be overlapping that they happen to be illegal immigrants. And again, a lot of this has changed, you know, over time, that ICE is, or that Flock has adapted to some of the criticisms and concerns. Basically, he's responding to a lot of these allegations. He didn't respond to some of the detailed ones that, you know, there are responses to, like the woman tracked for abortion from Texas to Illinois. That was a domestic violence case, not primarily an abortion. I mean, just these folks just cherry pick these examples and then distort them. And there's no balance in the presentation. You know, there's not even an acknowledgement that these things solve murders and prevent, you know, drug crimes from happening. There's just no balance in it whatsoever. And by the way, when I say the socialists, again, A, they self-describe as. B, hey, they are perfectly welcome to their opinion and to speak in public about it. And C, I give them credit for being honest about who they are. I don't think they're hiding it. They're not subversive. I mean, they are subversive in some ways, but they're not subversive in hiding who they are. They wear shirts that say it on it. Anyway, we'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened in Mobile Highway in Kirk Street. We're still seeing some road blockage on Mobile Highway. So be prepared for that. Also, if you're on 9 Mile Road around Fowler Avenue, we've got a traffic light that's out, so definitely use caution there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Oh, now I got everybody thinking about the helicopter.
I love it. Keep it on. Keep it on.
Somebody texts in, not about the helicopter. This is Pitchfork Posse, the Pitchfork Socialists. I don't know. I got to come up with a name. Going to the county or the state to complain about the cameras. Hey, good point. They're not showing up at the county commission. I'm not inviting you. But, you know, you would think for consistency, since Escambia County uses them too. I mean, why not? They don't all live in the city. At least I don't think they do. And then we got the text here. San Diego had a traffic copter. She was called Angel in the Sky. Another benefit for a traffic copter is we could recreate the WKRP Thanksgiving special.
Awesome.
A traffic helicopter would be great. Holiday prize drops, like, you know, turkeys. Oh, man, you people, I love you so much. All right, back to Eric Winstrom, the chief of Pensacola Police, doing what I thought was a fantastic job of addressing the objections and dealing with them and laying out not only the errors of some of the flock critics. And I confess, I have some concerns about the technology, too. You know, I don't like cameras everywhere. I don't want to become London. You know, I've seen enough movies and, you know, I have always had in the back of my head, but if I ever am a fugitive from the law, you know, like, but, I, you know, I'm 55. It's probably not going to happen for me.
What, being the fugitive?
Yeah. Probably never going to have a chance to, you know, be the oppressed revolutionary that the movies always want you to imagine yourself being. You know, you've got justice on your side and this tyrannical fascist government is coming to get you, and you know you got to evade them in your early Plymouth that doesn't have a chip in the engine, or you know, take the side road so they can't track you. You know, like, I don't know. Like I said, it's just probably never going to happen for me. So what do I care? Anyway, if we have a net camera network. Oh, by the way, but I will say one of the more frustratingly stupid things that people say is, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, then you have nothing to hide. No, that's not true. Surveillance state and or expansive police state kind of scenarios are fundamentally dangerous to liberty, including law-abiding people. Part of being a preserver or protector of the republic based on individual rights and liberties is guarding against too much power by the state. And it is often ushered in through little bits and pieces of each step here makes sense, and it's allowable because it does a good thing. So, no, there's real concerns in that direction. And just saying, well, if you don't have anything to hide, then you have nothing, you know, to fear. Well, no, I mean, there are questions that shouldn't be asked, and people should not answer them just because, you know, you don't want to be asking those kinds of questions in a healthy place. Anyway, so I dislike that argument in particular. But back to Eric Winstrom, who I thought did a great job addressing things. And I'll spoil the ending for you a little bit. John, after he gave his wonderful points, which I have not finished covering yet, and we'll do this more next hour as well, 7:35. After he got done, there were more socialists that got up to speak. Did they apologize for their mistaken arguments? Did they admit that they were engaging in fallacious reasoning? Did they adapt their presentation to what he said and accommodate the things that he said and praise him for it?
No. They stuck with their talking points.
That's right. I mean, there were a couple of who did sort of mention what he said, but no, they were a complete disappointment. You know, if you thought they were there to engage in a meaningful conversation, that is absolutely not why they were there, and they proved it. By the way, they did not react to the things that he said. Anyway, for the most part, a couple did. I don't want to deny credit to everybody. Anyway, back to Eric Winstrom talking about not just the law or how flock works, but he's the chief of police. He's in control of this, and what's his view?
Huge fan of the First Amendment. It's one of my favorite amendments, as well as the Fourth Amendment and the Constitution as a whole. And so part of that is making sure that we are doing the right thing by the people of Pensacola. And so we have a draft policy that will be made public very soon. It's in legal review right now, and we'll put that up on our website to see exactly how we are using this license plate reader system.
Okay, so there's a policy coming. They are also implementing an internal audit. That's going to come up later in conversation with Charles Baer. There's a lot of things that he is doing to accommodate these concerns and to address them, in addition to him saying, I'm a big fan of these things too. My job here is to protect your rights, is to protect you from inappropriate use of this, what he calls ground ball simple technology, which it really is.
You looked at the news from last night in Destin. A man was arrested on his way to commit a mass shooting in New Orleans. He was located by the flock system. We had a shooting here March 21st. Fortunately, it did not take a tragic turn. No one was hit. The offenders from that shooting and the illegally possessed guns were recovered utilizing the flock system. I myself have been involved in dozens of homicide investigations which were solved via the flock system. I don't think probably anyone here is arguing that it's not a very valuable tool.
Oh, man, that is an adorably naive concession for him to make. I don't think anybody here is arguing they're not incredibly valuable. They are definitely claiming that there's no value, if only because they never mention it. Remember what I said is, if you wanted to be persuasive, you would acknowledge the virtues of your opponent, acknowledge the counterarguments, especially when they're right. But these folks are never admitting that this solves murders, solves crimes, discourages criminals. They never grant anything good about the flock. It's all evil all the time. It's part of the reason why, you know, it's not very persuasive, not really. Anyway, so he says, you know, look, this has stopped crimes, not only, you know, in the general sense, but it stopped a mass murder in Destin. It helped us solve a shooting in Pensacola and solve many other things.
We police how the city of Pensacola wants to be policed from a subject matter expert point of view. I am ensuring that those constitutional safeguards are there, not just from the Pensacola Police Department, but from anyone with access to our cameras. And I would suggest very strongly, we are providing an excellent police service to everyone in the city of Pensacola. And this is a very valuable tool. Happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay. And he is going to answer questions. And I don't have time to play the questions and answers now. But, you know, next hour, like I said, 7:35, we'll talk about this some more. Because not just the answers to the questions were very useful, but also the sort of misunderstandings were addressed. And as I said, a lot of the, you know, the arguments that have been made turn out to be misguided, which is why it was useful to do this. And then very disappointing that the socialists just kind of pretended like none of that happened. Ah, nothing to see here. He didn't say anything. Yeah, he really did. He completely answered most of your objections, but you're just not willing to hear it because you're not here for a serious conversation. You're here to yell and scream and, you know, get whatever political capital you can get out of this because, you know, you want to basically subvert Pensacola into becoming some kind of, you want to get a socialist elected mayor, you know, good luck. I don't think it's going to happen. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No helicopter sound right now, but if you're on Mobile Highway, North Kirk Street, we've got a hit and run crash that's still showing some road blockage on Mobile Highway. 9 Mile Road around Fowler Avenue, traffic light is out there, so be careful with that. And 9th Avenue and Langley Avenue, vehicle accident with no road blockage or delays. Just wanted you to be aware of it. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you have a home you're thinking about selling or you definitely want to sell or, you know, you're just really not sure and you have questions, any stage of the sort of commitment process, go ahead and call Christina Leavenworth and ask her. And listen, I know we typically do this a certain way, which is I decide to buy a house and then I decide to find a realtor to help me sell the house. And maybe do it the other way around. Why not call the realtor and say, I'm thinking about selling my house. Is it a good time? Is this a good decision? Because, you know, once you've kind of made the decision, it's harder to be talked out of it if it's not a great one. Plus, you may have preconceived ideas and be better to get an expert in there to inform you about, you know, here's what we think we can get. Here's how long it'll take. Here's what's reasonable to expect. But then again, you know, what are you going to be buying and all of that kind of stuff? All I'm saying is sometimes we call the expert after we've made a decision that probably the expert could help us make a better version of. So call early and say, you know, Andrew's always talking about you on the radio and he says you're great. Show me. And she will, you know, and then you can judge for yourself what you want to do. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Bay Outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
You know, just admitting a man is handsome doesn't necessarily make you a homosexual.
It doesn't help.
It doesn't help. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Do you miss just good quality sitcoms?
I absolutely do. Yeah, but there are some. Shrinking is very good. English Teacher was very good until it ran its course. They periodically good writing shows up.
All right, well, I'll have to take your word on that one. King Charles and Queen Camilla will apparently be not meeting with Epstein victims during their visit to the U.S. this week. There'd been some people calling for that meeting, but Buckingham Palace acknowledging the concern, but they won't be doing that. And the Supreme Court hearing two cases today, Andrew, one about the constitutionality of warrants for a phone's geolocation. The other will be focusing on the need to warn customers about dangerous chemicals in pesticides.
Interesting. All right, David, thanks. Speaking of surveillance and phone technology and what's available and out there and all that kind of stuff, so should be good stuff. President Trump on 60 Minutes yesterday, not exactly being the friendliest with Norah O'Donnell.
Local news every